With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Montana wildlife officials have been unable to locate the bear that killed a mountain biker earlier this week. A Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Park spokesman says there has been no activity near the traps or wilderness cameras set up to locate the bear that attacked 38-year-old Brad Treat. The search continued today, and officials will update the public tomorrow and discuss their plans to continue looking for the bear. Treat was a 12-year law enforcement officer for the U.S. Forest Service. Flathead National Forest spokeswoman Jeanette Turk says her agency is working with Treat's family in making the funeral arrangements for the West Glacier resident. Fire officials say they expect the 1,000-acre observation fire southwest of Hamilton to continue spreading because the fire is moving west into rugged, inaccessible terrain. There's a public meeting about the fire tonight at 7 o'clock at the Community Center in Darby. Fire Information Officer Mary Rasmussen.
So we'll have information available there on, you know, what the operations were today, you know, expected weather, and we'll be there and available to answer questions.
The fire is currently estimated at 10% contained. To the north, the threat appears to be diminishing from a fire on Ravalli Hill near St. Ignatius. Charles Kamel with the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes Fire Management says the fire is now
probably 20 to 30% contained at this point. Doesn't look to be able to grow anymore. Shouldn't be any more spread.
Kamel says the fire is burning in an island of timber surrounded by grass that's already burned. The U.S. Forest Service is also reporting two small fires in the Gravelly Mountains, approximately 15 miles southwest of Ennis. They say the lightning-caused fires were discovered late yesterday afternoon, in total about 9 acres. The fires are burning within 1 mile of each other, and in stands of standing dead and down timber. Voters this November will decide the future of traps and snares on Montana's public lands, Edward O'Brien reports.
A proposal to end commercial and recreational trapping on any public lands within Montana will appear on November's ballot. Supporters of I-177 were notified yesterday they had collected more than enough valid signatures. A similar measure failed to qualify in 2010. Connie Poten of Montana Trap-Free Public Land says a lot has changed since then.
Most people didn't even know trapping existed. There was a lot of education we had to do, and we've been doing it over the past 6 years. So many more people are aware of trapping and how unnecessary it is and how cruel it is.
Representatives of the Montana Trappers Association could not be immediately reached for comment today. I-177 supporters say trapping would be allowed to protect livestock, property, health, and safety when non-lethal methods have failed. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
An apparent misunderstanding is prompting Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte to walk back a claim that he has the endorsement of the Montana Wood Products Association. Association President Paul McKenzie says both Gianforte's and Governor Steve Bullock's campaigns have sought an endorsement from his group, but it has not chosen a side. On at least two occasions, Gianforte had publicly mentioned being endorsed by the Montana Wood Products Association. McKenzie says the confusion stems from a September email telling Gianforte's campaign the Republican would soon receive a response regarding an endorsement. McKenzie says there was no endorsement, and the word should not have been used in the message. McKenzie says he sought to clarify the association's position after Democrats raised the issue after hearing Gianforte's claim the group's endorsement. A former member of the Chippewa Cree Tribal Council has pleaded guilty to embezzling money from the tribe and failing to pay income taxes for several years. The plea agreement calls for 53-year-old Brian Kelly Eagleman to pay $683,000 in restitution to the tribe and to the Internal Revenue Service. Eagleman pleaded guilty yesterday to embezzlement and theft from an Indian tribal organization and income tax evasion. He is to be sentenced in federal court in October. Prosecutors allege Eagleman exploited a tribal loan program and owes more than $240,000, that he received $50,000 from an illegal finder's fee, and that he failed to pay $60,000 in income taxes between 2003 and 2010. The U.S. Forest Service is seeking comments from the public about its management plans for the newly created wilderness areas in central Idaho. The Idaho Mountain Express reports that the Forest Service is planning public meetings later this summer to gather input on the management plans for the 106-square-mile Hemingway Boulders Wilderness, 142-square-mile White Clouds Wilderness, and the 183-square-mile Jim McClure Jerry Peak Wilderness. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.